Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Well, who ruined your Monday? The Cincinnati Bengals. And I tell you what, we have the first game ever since 1940 with no turnovers or no punts. We were watching both games at once, so I didn't really realize that there weren't any punts in this game. Why would there be? 38-33. I actually remember being an old school Buffalo Bill fan. The Bills and the 49ers were like the best teams at the time, yet they never played each other in the Super Bowl. Something would always happen, and you know they didn't play each other. So I remember they played each other in the regular season once, and it was like really heavily hyped. I think it was 1991. It was like really heavily hyped game. The Niners and Joe Montana and Jim Kelly and everything. And it was the first game ever that there were no punts. That's what I remembered about it. Both teams went up and down the field. It turned into like an all-time. The Bills won the game. It turned into an all-time classic. And they went up and down the field all game, but no punts tonight, no turnovers tonight. Let's bring in Mo Khan right now. And Mo, we could focus in on Cincinnati and their problems, but I think the story of the night, and we can get to the Buffalo Bills, and that was a great performance tonight, but Jaden Daniels, 21-23, 264 yards, two touchdown passes. Sets an NFL rookie record tonight. He also ran for 39 yards. And I'll tell you what, it wasn't just sort of nickel and dime, dink and dunk type stuff, as we saw. And super aggressive. They trust a rookie quarterback in his third game to throw the ball on fourth down with the game on the line. They go for it. Then once again, third and seven, he got lit up. They blitz. He got lit up. I called it right before. I said, you got to blitz him, man. And they blitzed him. He still threw a perfect pass. A perfect dime, like 45 yards through the air to McLaurin for the win in the end zone. Forget about rookie performances. That's one of the best Monday night performances in the history of Monday night football.
Oh, you know, Gabe, for Commander fans, it's a small sample size, but it's a sample size that gives you hope that this could be your franchise quarterback. You know, Gabe, you know, we speak about this all the time. There's quarterbacks that make passes and there's quarterbacks that make throws. And he made two excellent throws in this football game. In the first half, the first pass to McLaurin that went for 55 yards, that gave him the confidence that he can compete on the road in Cincy against Lou Amarino's defense. And then that throw, as you made the point before, with the blitz coming straight down his face, that is what you look at and say, this guy could be a potential franchise quarterback. And for Dan Quinn, you think about this team right now, Gabe, right? He comes into the situation where it's been a toxic dump for the last 4 or 5 years. And he's coached these guys up to believe that they can compete with the best of them, whether it's the Green Bay Packers, the Cowboys, or tonight the Bengals. And if you're a Commander fan, those next few games they have coming up, I think it's Arizona, Baltimore Ravens, and I think the Eagles down the road, it sets up well for them that they'll be in that conversation with Philly and maybe Dallas for the NFC East by the time we hit mid-November.
I'll tell you, I think I brought it up earlier, like 2 years down the road. Like if you look at this division, Dallas are sputtering. Let's just be real. Dallas are regressing. They're sputtering. They're nowhere near being a top contender. Philadelphia are good, but they're not great. The New York Giants, you know, okay, they won the game yesterday, so I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. Let's see what they do on Thursday. But, I mean, the Commanders are poised to take over this division in, like, 2 years, right? Once they start, like, getting more talent. Listen, Jaden Daniels is the real deal, right? A lot of coaches thought, a lot of people liked them better than Caleb Williams, even. You know, the jury's still out, obviously. You can't judge after a couple of games, but you can't teach this, what he just did. And we should know, too. Like, listen, the Bengals defensive coordinator should hang his head in shame because Cliff Kingsbury took him to school tonight. Like, that was literally like a lesson, Bo. Jaden Daniels walks in on one touchdown. They throw to an offensive lineman on the other. Numerous third down conversions. What were they on third down? Third down efficiency, Washington, 5-9 tonight on third down. Fourth down efficiency. 3-3 on fourth down tonight. And, dude, they racked up. It was just, they got carved up on the ground. They got carved up in the air. Cliff Kingsbury did a great job. And the revenge tour continues. We get Andy Dalton against the Bengals this week. A resurgent Andy Dalton, and Cliff Kingsbury goes back to Arizona, actually, as you just mentioned, the Washington Commanders play at Arizona this week.
Yeah, and, you know, and as I said before in my previous point, right, Quinn and Kingsbury, they're coaching these guys up because talent-wise, they're nowhere near the Bengals when it comes to top to bottom talent-wise, right? They had no business being on the same field, but they went out there and they had a little bit more oomph to work with. And I just think now for the Commanders and believing what they want to believe, you know, for Daniels, my only biggest concern for him, Gabe, is his size. He's not the thickest quarterback out there. He's about 195. And you know, Gabe, being a diehard NFL fan that you are, you go through the jungle of bodies of guys who are 6'4", 250, coming at you at 4'4 speed. You may not survive those car crashes, those human car crashes. So I think for him, eventually as he gets mature in this league and he gets smarter as well at the same time, he will be in that position where, you know what, I don't want to take that hit. Go out of bounds, slide, whatever it is. Throw the ball away, because for the longevity of Jaden Daniels, for what he could be for the Commanders, he's got to be healthy. If he's healthy, the potential is immense for him to be one of the top quarterbacks for the next decade or so, if he does stay that for the health reason why.
Yeah, and Dan Quinn told him that after last week's game. Don't get hit so much, right? You know, it's a marathon, not a sprint. Don't get hit so much against, like he did against the Giants last week. But that's two wins in a row for Washington, and any defensive coordinator to watch this game tonight is definitely not going to be excited to figure out what they're doing with the ball, as, you know, very, very dynamic. Now, on the other side of it, the Cincinnati Bengals, this is just a complete train wreck right now. Not only are you 0-3, so no 0-3 team has ever won the Super Bowl. You know, one 0-3 team made the playoffs in this modern sort of new division format that we're in. I think two teams in like the last 40 years, like 0-3 is pretty much a kiss of death. But it's not just that, Mo. Like, they ain't even played anybody yet. You know what I mean? Like, if you're the Bengals, you haven't even played anybody good yet, you know, besides the Kansas City Chiefs. And like, you lost to the New England Patriots, and you lost to the Washington Commanders. Like, now you get the Panthers this week, but Mo, the Bengals schedule gets real after. Like, they haven't played their division games yet. Right, they've got other big games coming up, and they're already going to have a bunch of losses. They're not going to be able to make up the ground unless they run the table, which I don't think they're going to be able to. And hell, I'm not sure that they beat the Carolina Panthers and Andy Dalton on Sunday. I think the Bengals could be staring at 0-4.
I don't know if they're going four, but I'll say this, though, right? You mentioned about that defense. It goes back to the point where 3 years ago they had core pieces in place, right? The biggest loss, I think, for this defense was losing Jesse Bates to the Falcons. No one realized what Jesse Bates did for that defense, being the glue, the eraser for that last line of defense for that Bengal defense. And once he left for greener pastures, because we know the Bengals are very cheap when it comes to allocating money to their players that they have on the roster, they weren't the same, Gabe, right? They brought Dax Hill, your Michigan guy, hasn't really become that it guy to replace Jesse Bates. And eventually, you know, these big contracts, right? The whole controversy with, as we know, with Jamar Chase wanting that big dollar deal, did not get it. T. Higgins likely out after this season. This Bengal team had great potential to be in that conversation with KC and Buffalo, but now they might be one of those what-ifs because they wasted all this talent and couldn't get the contracts right for them to be all happy from top to bottom.
Mo Cardner kicking it with us. So speaking of, we'll start with the good. There's a good, the bad, and the ugly. The good tonight was the Buffalo Bills again.
Oh, yeah.
Just absolutely dismantled the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Bills are clicking on all cylinders on both sides of the football. The defense is flying around. They're getting to the quarterback. Their interceptions. They're tackling well. They're really, really crisp. And there's a different edge to this Bills team. Right? Like, they're more serious, Mo. Like, you know, every year there's going to be different sort of personalities in different teams. I see it with the Dodgers all the time, where they're uptight, they're stiff. Like, they, you know, someone can hit a grand slam and nobody even gets up in a dugout. Like, they're sort of like, it's like a job to them. The Bills sort of got a little, I think, a little too not carefree, but, you know, I think they're tired of losing. I think the Bills, like, are super focused right now. We'll see. And they have a statement test game coming up against Baltimore.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
Expert picks and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, the chaos continues in the National Football League. SiriusXM Channel 159 SportsGrid Radio Networks. I'm Gabriel Morenci. Avoid Mo Khan King with us right now. TSN play-by-play statistician, former college football player, meteorologist, and more. So, yeah, just a wild, wild week, Mo. It's been a wild year to start the year. And, in fact, teams that are 5.5-point underdogs or more are now 14-2 against the spread, which is pretty much unheard of. Yeah, just like, you know, the Bengals lost to the Patriots in week one. Week two, they are the Raiders beating, you know, the Ravens, etc. But yesterday, just total carnage again. The Buccaneers beat the Buccaneers lose to the Denver Broncos at home. The New York Giants beat the Cleveland Browns. They were like 6.5-point underdogs. The Rams, without anybody, were down double digits. They're down 21-7. They come back and they beat the San Francisco 49ers. The Las Vegas Raiders lose to the Panthers. And you're a Raider fan, Mo. And I don't know what it is about the Raiders, man, that they lose these games all the time that are like, they have no business lose. Like they lost the Baker Mayfield game to the Rams when Baker Mayfield signed on like 2 days notice and he was there for 2-3 days or whatever. And he remember there was a story. He didn't know anyone's name in the huddle and he wins the football game. I was at the Jeff Saturday game. I think it was the only game Jeff Saturday won was at the Raiders in Las Vegas against the Raiders. And now you get the Carolina Panthers. I get it. They made the quarterback change, but it was no fluke win. Like, the Panthers D-line, who does have talent, actually. Like, the Panthers do have some players on the D-line. They weren't playing well in the first 2 weeks, but everybody, you know, I feel bad for Bryce Young because everybody on Carolina was suddenly better. And it's crazy what a difference a week makes because a week ago they were praising Minshew and the Raiders and, oh, you know, we never give up and all this. And after yesterday's game, Pierce is talking about benching people and players making business decisions and not showing effort and quitting, and he's going to make business decisions on his own. And pretty clear that he was throwing Minshew under the bus as part of that. As word out of Vegas is now, that it looks like Aiden O'Connell will start the next game. So the circus Vegas continues.
Well, the word tonight is that they're going to keep with Minshew at quarterback. We'll find out, right, on Wednesday, team reps, who gets the number one reps with Vegas. But here's a good stat for you, Gabe, right? Andy Dalton in his career is now 5-0 against the Las Vegas Raiders.
Wow.
So, yeah. So people were asking me, right, for survivor picks, right?
Well, would you take the Raiders? He never loses.
He never loses to the Raiders. And people were asking me, would you take the Raiders? I go, no. I go, Andy Dalton, for whatever reason, has like a cast, like a, whatever it is, a hex on the Raiders. And you saw in that first drive, it was going to be a long day for the Raiders because of how Dalton was slicing up that defense. And I think for Antonio Pierce, like, this comes with the lack of experience for him that he's trying to learn on this job here, Gabe, right? You know, Canales, same thing as well, but he's got a little bit more to work with from a quarterback perspective. The two biggest weaknesses for the Raiders right now is that they can't run the ball and they have no quarterback play. And that's going to put a strain on that defense to make plays, which they couldn't do against Carolina. And if they can't get that quarterback situation figured out ASAP, you and I know, Gabe, and all of Raider Nation knows that they're going to be drafting or signing a quarterback that's going to give them a chance next year. But for Davante Adams now, that's going to be the storyline. Will he be a Raider by the deadline in late October, early November? Because the way this is going now, Gabe, they're wasting his talents, and he deserves to be on a contending team that wants to win the Lombardi.
The storyline last week was how he loved Gardner Minshew after the game, right? So it changes on a week-to-week basis. We're seeing this in the NFL right now. It's a not-for-long league. But Minshew's done. And, you know, I would have just started O'Connell and just went with it. He was okay last year under difficult circumstances. You know what you're getting from Minshew. There's no upside, right? Like, he is who he is. And at least with O'Connell, he can get better as they go. But they're going to need a quarterback, Mo. I thought they needed a quarterback in this year's draft. They didn't do it. Yeah, like they keep on kicking the tire down the road. I guess it goes back to Josh McDaniels and him not wanting to draft a big-time quarterback and telling him Aiden O'Connell could be really good. And it's not Aiden O'Connell's fault, but he's not a star quarterback. And look at the division you're in. You're dealing with Justin Herbert. You're dealing with, you know, with Patrick Mahomes here. It's just not going to work.
Maybe
with
Bo Nix.
Yeah, now Bo Nix. Well, you know, we'll see about Bo Nix, but you know what I mean, Mo? Like the Jimmy Garoppolos, the Jared Stidhams, now in, you know, the Gardner Minshews. Like, you guys have the worst quarterbacks in the league all the time. Like, you know what I mean? Just journeyman. Like, you're the king of journeyman quarterbacks, the Raiders.
Right, but also look at the coaching hierarchy, right? Andy Reid, Jim Harbaugh, right? Your two last
prominent
football champions,
Sean
right?
Payton.
Sean Payton, right?
Super Bowl of national champions. Yeah, and then you got Pierce.
Yeah, the running joke is that Antonio Pierce is maybe the fifth best coach of the AFC West when there's four teams, right? So there's a lot, you know, I know the Raiders mystique, the whole aura about how they are, and we're a bunch of you know, bad boys and all that stuff here. But at some point, there's got to be accountability, and there was none yesterday. And for Antonio Pierce now, this is his first real test. Can he get this team to still buy into his philosophy? If they don't, this might end up being like a 4-13, if not 5-12 roster when it's all said and done.
The Raiders host the Cleveland Browns this week.
Oh,
and I almost stand corrected, actually, Mo, in a sense that I said, oh, there won't be any Panther fans. Well, Steph Curry's a Panther fan. He was there. But there actually were Panther fans there, so I was surprised. I don't know if they were relatives or whatever, but there actually were quite a few Panther fans there. But you know, point blank, Cleveland Brown fans, even though the Browns have their problems, you know how many Cleveland Brown fans are going to go to Vegas this weekend? They're going to take this stadium over, man.
100% they are. Like it was at SoFi with the Rams and Niners, it's not going to be that level, but there will be probably a 65-35 ratio of Raider fans to Browns fans, but there will be a lot of Browns fans in Vegas this weekend.
I don't think so. I think it'll be like split. The Raiders don't have fans in Vegas. They have Raider fans that come from, they come from California and stuff.
Yeah.
But only, you know, only 37% of the people at the game are from Vegas that go to Raider games. Right. So it's a massive tourist thing. Like,
hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra durable pocket hose copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
People go to NFL games, guys, that aren't... You don't have to be a Browns fan or a Raiders fan. If you're an NFL fan, a lot of people don't live in NFL cities as well, right? So you go to Vegas or you're, you know what I mean? You're this and that. You bet on the game. Hey, let's go to an NFL game and bet on it. You're at Mandalay Bay. The stadium's like connected to Mandalay Bay, basically. All right, more with Mo on the other side. One more segment with Mo, and then Cam Stewart will rejoin us. The Monday Night Meltdown continues, and I'm melting down as the Bengals have eliminated me.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, the wildness continues in the National Football League. Buffalo blast the Jacksonville Jaguars, and the Jags have real problems, and they're facing the Texans. There's a lot of teams. I'm Gabriel Moretti, SiriusXM Channel 159, Sports Grid Radio Networks, Sports Grid On Demand YouTube. But there's a lot of coaches and a lot of teams, man. They're going to be on the hot seat for real because, like I said, like it's inevitable. They're going to lose more football games here, and they're just going to have terrible records despite having high expectations. And, like, there's no guarantee that the Cincinnati Bengals. And we'll see if Carolina can go back-to-back here, but Cincinnati going on the road in Carolina facing an 0-4. Dallas won a game, Mo, but I tell you what, if they lose to the Giants, then, you know, the panic will get real. It's the Cowboys. People talk about the Cowboys no matter what. So imagine the McCarthy stuff, Jones getting defensive already, says they couldn't afford Derrick Henry. You got to love that. Huh? He talks about how rich they are all the time. And I don't mean you can't afford anyone. You don't pay anyone. You pay a couple of players big money. So, okay, Jerry, you couldn't afford them. But so we only got one more segment with you here, Mo.
Yeah.
Dallas Cowboys and New York Giants Thursday. What's your pick? Do the Cowboys get on track or do the Giants actually win two games in a row?
No, Cowboys get on track. They'll get this sorted out here. You look at that offense, the underachieved against Baltimore, only, you know, peaking the fourth quarter of that matchup. But I think CeeDee Lamb will go off. They'll get the running game established. I think the Giants have a lot more question marks. And with this being a primetime game, all eyes on Dallas. I think they come through with an easy win over the Giants.
All right, college football. Big weekend of college football. My Michigan Wolverines survive the USC Trojans, barely. But the ground game gets it done for them. But this week, Fresno State at UNLV, and we should know Utah State have announced they're leaving. They're going to the Pac-12 now.
Yeah.
So there was talk about Gonzaga earlier in the day, and then the reports were sort of, well, no, it's not really official. And then it was like, no, it's not happening. So there was a lot of Gonzaga talk to the Pac-12 today as well. But there was, Gonzaga UNLV. Don't play football. Yes, yeah, well, UNLV could be the last piece.
Right. The word is with Gonzaga is that they would be a full paying member for basketball only, and that they're targeting UNLV now to come in because of what they can bring and how they're kind of not confident with the Mountain West and their current direction that they're going to go after 2026.
Yeah, I think UNLV, like a lot of these teams, like Gonzaga have an invite from the Big 12 too. They did before, right? That's right. So they could think, yeah, but you know what? You won't be as big as of a power, right? You don't want to lose winning games all the time. And the UNLV stuff, too. UNLV are getting a little cocky now because they're good. And there's a thing, too. UNLV don't own Allegiant. Obviously, they don't own Allegiant Stadium, but they have no power of Allegiant Stadium.
No.
So it was one thing to turn the original Pac-12 off. And UNLV were kind of getting cocky because the American Athletic we're talking about. All right, how about we steal UNLV instead of you stealing Memphis, right? But the UNLV athletic director came out last night and said, it doesn't make sense for us to take a couple of more dollars to go to another conference and then spend all the money traveling, because you got to do 16 sports. So it's inevitable, Mo. You're right. I think it'll be UNLV that there'll be more. They're going to get to 10 and 12 again, but I think UNLV will get in before they miss out on this. They'll be the centerpiece of with Vegas. But Alabama and Georgia this week is the game of the week. Unlike past years, the Georgia Bulldogs actually have a tough schedule, and they barely survived against a mediocre Kentucky football team on the road. Now they're going on the road, and they're actually two-point favorites over Alabama. Who do you like? Who do you got in this game, Mo? Georgia or Alabama?
This is close, Gabe. I know it's early right now. I give the slightest to Bama. I think right now, for how they're kind of peeking under the board, you know, no one's really talked about Bama yet. They've had some hiccups here and there early on, again, USF in particular from 2 weeks ago. But I think they're getting better and better here. My biggest concern for Georgia, you're right, they've underachieved so far. You watch that Kentucky game, the offense didn't look right. You know, I know they've had some suspension and all that stuff here, but for Etienne, if he's going to be available, which he should be, he could be the difference maker for Georgia and why they could pull off the win on the road and maybe get themselves that upper hand in the SEC going towards October.
Man, what a big-time game for Kalen DeBoer here and his early legacy. You beat Kirby Smart. You want to be a hero in Tuscaloosa? You beat Kirby Smart, man, in Georgia, and they'll be saying, Nick who? Right? Like, they won't be...
Nick Saban.
Yeah, exactly. Like, probably. You know, they're not going to forget Saban. You know what I'm saying, though? Like, this is big. This is big for him. Like, as far as getting everyone to buy in. They've already bought in. They like him, but just to put it over the top... What a game. The total is 48 and a half, Mo, in that one. Mo Khan, Mo, we'll have more time next week. We have a roving schedule, as you can see. And we got a doubleheader next week, actually, as well. Monday Night Football.
Can't wait.
Thanks, Mo.
Take care, bro.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, the humanity and the carnage of it all. And there's been a lot of it this week in the National Football League. The upsets continue. One of the great Monday Night Football performances of all time from Jaden Daniels. Forget about being a rookie. The kid just lit it up tonight, man. 21-23, a couple of touchdown passes. Unreal passes under pressure situations. On the road. Monday Night Football, what can you say? You know what I mean? I lost. I'm eliminated from the Survivor, but it was one of the all-time great performances. What can you do? It is what it is, and I still am in the Super Contest, so my football dreams and potential payday are not done, although I'm going to have to start picking winners there. So thanks to Mo Khan for joining us. Cam Stewart will step back up and in a couple of minutes. So Alabama and Georgia, big-time college football game this week, but let's get you caught up to date. Let's start off in the National Football League and set the table. So Thursday Night Football, the Dallas Cowboys. Cowboys have gotten lit up at home twice this year, right? The final score was closer than the game was. You know, Baltimore stopped scoring and nearly blew it. But so Dallas haven't played well at home. They did win their game on the road, though. They do own the New York Giants. They are 9-1 straight up against the New York Giants the last 10 times they played. They're 7-3 against the point spread as well. And this is a pretty short point spread that we've got rocking here. So Cowboys -4.5. The total is 43.5 in that game. The Cincinnati Bengals, a team that just eliminated me from the Circus Survivor. The Bengals are 4.5-point road favorites over their former quarterback, Andy Dalton, and the Carolina Panthers. Now, oftentimes we just saw this with the Raiders, where the Raiders go on the road, they get a big upset win, they're down by 10 in the fourth quarter, they come back, they beat the Baltimore Ravens, and then you think, oh boy, they're going to get rolling, and then they go back home, and then they lose to the Carolina Panthers. Can the Panthers avoid the same trap? Although one thing, and we got Cam Stewart back, I'll tell you one thing about the Carolina Panthers, and I watched the game against the Raiders for the most part, I was watching them all, but the Panthers, when they were up, they were still tackling hard. They were trying to score. The Panthers have been beat up so much for the last couple of years it's almost like the Baltimore Orioles with payback. It's like, all right, you know what? We remember you guys killing us, and we're getting laughed at every week, and ESPN and the national media laugh at us every Sunday night. Now we're going to be the ones to run the score up. They were pretty ruthless, and teams, they, you know, winning is contagious. So now you got Dalton there. Cincinnati Bengals are 4.5-point road favorites. I've never wanted any part of Carolina so far this year, but I tell you what, I'm done. The Cincinnati Bengals are dead to me, and the Bengals already lost to the Commanders. They already lost to the Patriots. Why won't they lose to the Panthers on the road? The Bengals are like FSU camp. They're overrated, and they keep losing, yet they're favorites. I learned my lesson. I'm done. It's Carolina or nothing in that game.
I love you, Morency. You're joining Cam's Panthers. This is great. I need allies.
Yeah, because Andy Dalton's playing.
Yeah, you're damn right. And I'll tell you, everyone's like, oh, Andy Dalton, what a statue, whatever. Do people remember Andy Dalton when he came into this league? The guy was a very good quarterback. Like, the guy did a lot of good things. I know back in the day, Gabe, he'd lose games and stuff. But one thing I know about Andy Dalton is he's a quality journeyman, and he has a lot to prove. He's been around the league for a while, and it's amazing to me. Bryce Young was this guy who came out and did nothing. And Andy Dalton, it's one game, but he looked very crisp, very confident, and he did great. Deontay Johnson was not a part of this offense. But when Andy Dalton was there, this guy had the best game in a long time. Thielen finally was smiling. Johnson was smiling. All the guys on the team, Chuba Hubbard played well. So here's my deal. I think the Panthers, like, they won't even tell Bryce Young, we're happy that Andy Dalton's a quarterback. Is he great? I'm not going to say that. But I'll tell you one thing, Gabe. I think he's a very savvy veteran quarterback that could do some things for Carolina. As for Cincinnati, Carolina could have a game plan. Just dump off the ball and run and run and run. As you saw what Washington did to them tonight, I got these guys at 5.5. I think one of the books had 6. You're telling me it's down to 4.5? It's interesting. People are betting on Carolina.
Yeah, because people just saw Cincinnati suck, right? Yeah, they remember what they saw last.
True.
I don't blame them, because that was pretty bad. So Dallas are 4.5, 44. We just told you about the Bengals being 4.5-point favorites in Carolina. The Denver Broncos coming off their upset win in a tough spot, going back-to-back on the road, though. So they win at Tampa. Now they have to go to MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. The New York Jets are 7-point favorites in this game. The total is 38.5. The Jacksonville Jags are a complete train wreck and a disaster. Another team. So the Bengals are 0-3. The Jags are 0-3 right now. And now you got the Jags are going to Houston, where their season really is, like, legitimately on the line now. They, you know, they can't afford to lose this game. They're getting 6.5 points in this game. The total is 45.5. So Houston minus 6.5 in that spot. The New Orleans Saints, who were supposed to be this, oh, the Saints are the offensive juggernaut. Suddenly, Derek Carr looked like Derek Carr again, and the Saints' offense sputtered. But the Saints' defense played really well against the Eagles. So the Saints' defense has been balling. We'll see what they bring to the table in a division game against our boy Mathias' Atlanta Falcons. Falcons have been up and down so far this year. The Falcons are at home. 1.5-point favorites, minus 124 on the money line. The total is 42.5. The Minnesota Vikings, a 3-0 football team. Sam Darnold injured his knee, but it seems to be a go for him. They're 2.5-point road underdogs against the Green Bay Packers, and it's expected, Cam, that Jordan Love will be back, although Malik Willis played great football for them. But Jordan Love expected back for this football game. The Pittsburgh Steelers. I tell you, the Steelers are benefactors of a pretty weak schedule, Cam, so far, and overall. And here they go again. Another winnable game for them on the road against the Indianapolis Colts.
I agree. And the thing about the Steelers is all they have to do is play very good defense, which they do every week, and limit the Colts. I got to say this, though, Morency. Is it a spot for the Colts? The Steelers, like, but man, when I watch this defense play, it's like they're very, very well coached. They play great D. I don't know about their offense, but Fields also understands all I have to do is I can't make dumb mistakes like going into that game. So you're right. It is a very winnable game. As for Minnesota, I know this sounds kind of interesting and I want your take. I almost hope that Love plays. And if he does, I think that line will go up, Gabe. And I know you were high on Minnesota, and I love the way Sam Darnold's playing. I love the way this team's playing. I think O'Connell's probably the best, one of the best coaches in the NFL. And Green Bay beat Tennessee. I was wrong in that game. I should have listened to you there. I really thought Tennessee was going to blow them out. But Will Levis is that bad and that coaching staff is that bad. But I'm going to tell you something. I kind of want to take Minnesota as a dog in that game. I don't know how you feel about it.
You know what? I've been on Minnesota at every game, actually. I love Minnesota against Houston this week. And I love them against San Francisco. And I love them against the New York Giants. But they got the Giants in week one. The Giants are terrible. We know that, even though they just beat Cleveland. And then both the last two games were in Minnesota. So they hosted San Francisco. They hosted the Houston Texans. It's going to be a tougher spot for them, Cam, going on the road to Green Bay. I do agree with your Jordan Love stuff that he hasn't played since the opening night, right, in Brazil. So it's been a little while. And, you know, they got a little rhythm going with Malik Willis. But I can't believe, like, that, you know, like I said, if Malik Willis can function in this offense, Matt LaFleur is a stud. And I think Jordan Love probably could have played this past week. They just didn't rush him back. So I think Jordan Love will be good to go. I'm going to ride the Packers in this game. I think, like I said, I've been on Minnesota, but I think this is where Darnold doesn't have a great game. I think Green Bay's defense is a little bit underrated. So I lean with the I like the Green Bay Packers spot.
Just one point, Morency, and I know it's like receivers, like you saw Higgins come back and whatever. These players that have extended periods of time off, you're like, oh, they're back. That's when I like to fade them. But you're right. It is a very tough matchup for Minnesota. Division game, they've been overachieving. The Packers have been playing great football. If I can get a number over four.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Take Minnesota.
You know what, though? It's not like a baseball pitcher that hasn't pitched in forever or something like that, or a basketball player that hasn't played and his three-point shot is up. Football's different. You see quarterbacks are good to go if they're good to go. And Jordan Love, he did play like 2 weeks ago. It hasn't been that long.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Monday Night Meltdown. You got a bonus show tonight. 4.5 hours of a roller coaster. Excitement early with the Buffalo Bills. It was sort of like the five stages of grief, actually, with tonight. Sort of up, down, then you got into the acceptance, and I've sort of accepted the Cincinnati Bengal fate. It is what it is. We grinded out a bunch of wins, and I didn't kill it tonight or anything like that because the Bengals losing did cost me money as well. But we grinded out, at least we grinded out a couple of wins tonight. It is what it is. We had one entry, so how far? We made it pretty far considering we had one entry. And the fact that Jaden Daniels was as good as he was you know, it's hard. What are you going to do? He's 21 and 23. I mean, the kid was unbelievable. But the Cincinnati Bengals got problems. Like I said, they're playing the Carolina Panthers this week. They don't lose this game. Their season really is done. Like, they're 0-4. They're done. They win the game. Okay, let's just say, let's give it to them. They're 1-3. Then the Baltimore Ravens go into Cincinnati. And then the Bengals go to the New York Giants. Then they go to the Browns. Then it's the Eagles at Bengals, Raiders at Bengals, Bengals at Ravens, Bengals at Chargers, Steelers, Bengals, Bengals, Cowboys, Bengals, Titans, Browns, Bengals, Broncos, Bengals, Bengals, Steelers. So it's not a killer schedule. It's sort of like tough game, average game, but they are 0-3 right now. They're running out of racetrack. And look, the Pittsburgh Steelers, bro, are 3-0. Like, this, it's a massive gap between these two teams already.
You're right, Gabe. And the thing about the Steelers is defense travels, and one thing the Bengals don't have is defense. You saw it tonight. I'll give Daniels all the credit in the world. I love these. This kid figured it out. But you know what, though? I watched other games with him and other, like, the Bengals were the only team to let Washington do what they wanted to do.
Well, that's a good point. Daniels didn't do this against the Giants. Yes. He didn't do it against the Buccaneers. He just did it against them. But it's not just that. What it is, because the Bengals, they make plays on defense sometimes. They have some good players. Normally, they're not bad on defense. They contained, Patrick Mahomes last week. It was a close game. The problem with the Bengals defense, in week one, same thing, it's the Patriots. The Patriots didn't do anything in that game. They kicked a bunch of field goals, and they ran the ball down their throat, and Cincinnati couldn't stop it. And there were numerous third downs where it was like, I was watching it, where it was like, man, the Patriots, 3rd and 4, they got 5. Cincinnati couldn't stop it. Last week against Kansas City, they had the game. It was 4th and 16, and it was a weak pass interference penalty, but still, you know, they allowed Kansas City to march down the field in 38 seconds or whatever the hell it was, and then boom, they lose the game. Tonight, numerous times, they put Washington in 3rd and long situations. Hell, they got him in 4th and long once, 4th and 6 or whatever. They got beat on the play. On the goal line, they got beat on the play. You know what I mean? Like, they got, like, really, really outthought and coached tonight. You know, like, nobody thought. I was shocked that they threw a bomb into the end zone. I was like, good, glad. You're not going to complete this. And I'm like, oh, my God, it's a perfect pass and a beautiful catch. Like, that was a ballsy play. They went for it on 4th down. Ballsy play. You got to give credit to Dan Quinn and to Cliff Kingsbury, because it wasn't aggressive, stupid aggressive, but just sort of, they can't stop us, so why should we stop doing it? And it worked out for them. And now we have a fun football game this week. We'll find out, the Commanders are for real, which I think they're pretty dangerous. Like, we've seen this offense is scary. Mm-hmm. They're 2-1 right now. They won last week. They beat Arizona, then it gets real. Like, suddenly they're 3-1 and they're in the playoff mix. Like, I know it's only a month in, but they're off to a great start at 3-1 after 4 games is a great record. We'll see if Arizona is able to bounce back at home. It's Arizona's 3rd consecutive home game. So they beat the Rams last week. The Lions went in there. The Lions defensive line just ate them alive. Mm-hmm. Aiden Hutchinson was a freak. And, you know, that's a big bet, guys. Just take Aiden Hutchinson and record a sack in games. So now the Cardinals, I think the Cardinals will be better against Washington than they were against Detroit. They had a hard time against Detroit defense. Washington doesn't have the same pass rush, so I would expect Arizona to have success in this game. But I don't trust Arizona as a favorite in this spot. But I do think that Arizona and Detroit guys will be a straight-out track meet this game.
Exactly. You know what it was, Gabe? The Detroit game, everybody was on the over, and it got a little bit weird with 4th downs and teams not executing. This is the week. And I'm with you. I know you play more totals than I do, but I looked at the board. I'm like, I think the Commanders are good for, like, 27, and Arizona's good for, like, 30, 31, like, maybe even more. Like, I see a track meet in this game, too, and the way Daniels is playing and the way the confidence that he looked into, Arizona will get theirs on the Commanders, but the Commanders will get theirs against Arizona. I think the best play in the game is the over, and I'm looking at the points right now. There's something going on with the Commanders, and maybe they can build this momentum into next week. It's, what are they getting, 5? I think they can actually cover, and I love the over.
Against teams, it's 4.5 right now, which is a little steep because Arizona and Washington look like they're pretty evenly matched teams. Mm-hmm. But it's the teams that, especially playing on the road on Monday Night Football, going on the road again on a short week to the West Coast now, is not the ideal situation and spot to be in. And the Buffalo Bills lived up to this tonight, where that we talked about it. I brought it up. I brought it up a couple of times on a couple of shows, but teams that had 10 or day more rest, they're like 72-22 against the point spread. And remember, Buffalo played on Thursday Night Football against Miami and all the way to Monday night, which is really rare. Teams usually don't have that much time off in a regular season. So they played a Thursday night game, and then they didn't play again until Monday night. So teams with 10 or day, teams in that spot, the Thursday to Sunday spot is a really, it's real. Like, these rest angles really come into play a lot. Next Monday, we have another doubleheader, and it's a good thing because one of the games sucks. You've got the Titans and the Miami Dolphins.
If that was the
standalone game, it would be a problem.
You're right.
Especially with Tua, because the Dolphins suck now. Like, even Skylar Thompson's hurt. It's going to be Brent Huntley at quarterback.
Is it Boyle, or isn't Boyle their third stringer? Isn't it Boyle?
Boyle sucks, so they sign Huntley too.
Good for them. Yeah. You're right. This game is like Titans and Dolphins. Like, can we flex it? But Seattle and Detroit in the second game is going to be good.
Yeah, nobody will be paying it. People will watch Tennessee and Miami for the first 45 minutes. They will.
Exactly.
7:30, and then as soon as it's 8:15, no one's going to even turn back to it. It'll be like, all right, Seattle and Detroit start now in Detroit.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Monday Night Meltdown. We're into the home stretch here. I'm Morency. Cam Stewart in the house. Tomorrow night, we're back on our regular TV, 10 to midnight. Tomorrow night, the Twisted Tuesday. Sirius XM, but on all the TV apps and everything as well. Mondays and Thursdays, we're doing these special football shows. Sunday nights, I'm on as well. But that's also on the TV side of things. And Sunday Night Football this week, we got a good one. The Buffalo Bills and the Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens coming off their first win of the season. Man, you got Josh Allen versus Lamar Jackson. Can the Bills, the Bills defense has been great, but this is a real test. Can they slow down Derrick Henry and the Ravens offense? We were talking about the Monday Nighters. So, yeah, the Titans and the Dolphins, complete train wreck of a football game. And the Titans are actually one-point favorites, which is insane. And I'm not saying that the Dolphins should be big-time favorites, but Tennessee are terrible, and they're one-point road favorites in the game. And, like, if McDaniel's all that, yeah, you should be able to win a game, bro. I get that Tua's out, but, like, you guys are terrible. Like, it's a little.
I agree.
And what, is Tua that much? It's funny. What? Oh, we don't have Tua. So what? It means you're going to get your ass kicked every game for the rest of the year now? You still spent, like, $200 million on the other players. They have a ton of star players, that team.
Here's my rebuttal. Carolina and Andy Dalton, they went in and won a game. So what's the excuse with Skylar Thompson then? Okay. The thing about the Dolphins is people.
And you can't blame Skylar Thompson. If they liked him, they're the ones. No, he's our backup. We think he's good enough. So it was up to them to know that he wasn't if they don't think he is. But he ended up getting hurt anyways.
McDaniel gets a free pass because he's this like guy that, ooh, you know, I don't know what it is about this guy, but he rubs me the wrong way with his. He just seems arrogant. And the Dolphins, on the other hand, you said it. They have great talent on their team. I'll tell you, if they lose this game to Tennessee, that's like, give me a break. Tennessee's been awful.
I think Miami could win this game no matter who the quarterback is, personally. Not Boyle, though. Not Boyle, though. I'm not betting on Boyle, but if it's Huntley,
Betting Boyle.
Not anybody.
You're right. Yes. Boyle's so
not
bad.
Not anybody. But like,
remember that game where he played for the Jets and he had like an open receiver through a pick and they ran it back like 100 yards the other way? Boyle is horrible.
He's bad. I'm
going to tell you, Mayonnaise Leves, he's got a real problem too, Gabe. This kid and Tennessee's coaching staff, their play calling is brutal too. That game versus Green Bay, I watched. I'm like, what are these guys doing? Like, that's a horrible game. I'm with you. Like, I can't bet Tennessee. They screwed me so hard last week, and I should have listened about Green Bay. I thought they were better, but no, they're not. They're Tennessee. But Miami sucks. Yeah,
well, Green Bay are good. And then you get the Seattle Seahawks. Seattle are getting 4 points. Seattle have been impressive this year. You know, the thing about Seattle, nothing flashy about them on either side of the ball. Like, it's just sort of, very efficient. They, you know what I mean? They run the ball pretty efficiently. They run hard. Charbonnet's running really hard with Walker out. Well, you know, they haven't missed a beat with the ground game there. The old line is holding up. Geno Smith is really good at the quick hits. Smith Najigba right now is starting to make plays for them. Like, they're the offense, like I said, they get first downs when they need it. They move the ball. Like, they run the ball. They're playing really smash-mouth football. They look good. Defensively, they're making plays. It's a complete football team, right? Like, they're not, you know, they're not flashy. The national media won't talk about them, Cam, but the Seattle have been really solid. But the one thing, let's see, now similar to, like, the Bills going on the road here. Let's see them go on the road at Detroit, Monday Night Football, because they hosted Bo Nix in his first ever game. They went to New England. They played the New England Patriots. And now this past week, they had another, you know, easier spot. Skylar Thompson starts for the Dolphins. They murder him. Although they played well right from the get-go. They murdered Skylar Thompson. It was a train wreck for the Dolphins again. So now let's see if Seattle are the real deal here, going on the road against Detroit. Detroit are kind of flaky, guys. I don't trust, like, Detroit were better in a spot like yesterday in a pick'em sort of deal than they are as a big favorite, Cam. Like, they're so popular now with the public and, oh, Detroit this and that. Everyone bets on them. They're going to have their hands full with Seattle. Like you talked about, Seattle and Detroit went to overtime the last time Seattle were there. Like, you know, I don't think, like, it's not like Detroit are way better than Seattle or anything. Like, this should be a battle. I lean with the 4 points right now.
I do too, Morency. And the thing is, you could look at Campbell and that coaching staff. I prefer Seattle's. Grubb has done a great job, and people don't know Geno Smith and Metcalf have a great chemistry. You're right about Charbonnet. He's becoming a beast. They're picking up first downs. And here's another thing about Detroit. I've watched Goff play. He's not the same Goff. Like, he's skipping in balls and stuff. I know he played a lot better against Arizona, but people are disrespecting Seattle in this spot, and I'm going to take the points. And it's not just because they're my team. It's because you said it. They're just a team that's a very tough, gritty. Detroit better bring their A game, because Seattle's ready to go.
Yeah, we're going to see, though, Seattle's defense. I want to see if can they shut down Detroit's offense. We'll see you on a Twisted Tuesday. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.